Interchange, Newsletter of the Nebraska Library Commission, Talking Book and Braille Service, January 2008. Copyright, the Nebraska Library Commission. Each internet or email address letter is lowercase unless indicated otherwise. This recorded edition contains the entire text of the print edition except for advertising and the order form. Nominees sought for advisory committee. 5 vacancies currently exist on the advisory committee to the Nebraska Library Commission Talking Book and Braille Service. The purpose of the committee is to represent the needs of talking book and braille borrowers and to make recommendations concerning library policies, services, and programs. Membership consists primarily of library users, but may include librarians, educators, healthcare providers, and others who understand the needs of individuals with disabilities. The committee normally meets twice a year. Interested persons should contact Talking Book and Braille Service, 1200 N Street, Suite 120, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68508-2023, by March 1, 2008. Phone 402-471-4038 or 800-742-7691. Fax 402-471-6244. Email talkingbook@nlc.state.ne.us. New cassette books from our studios. Nonfiction. No One Ever Asked Me, The World War Memoirs of an Omaha Indian Soldier, RC 996, by Hollis D. Stabler, edited by Victoria Smith, read by Brad Murens. 2 cassettes. A Native American veteran recounts his experiences growing up in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Oklahoma, before engaging in combat during World War II in Tunisia, Morocco, Italy, and France, and enduring the loss of his brother. Upon returning home to Nebraska as a decorated war veteran, he felt the estrangement of living in two worlds. After graduation from Friends University, he pursued a successful career as an educator, contained some strong language and some descriptions of sex. RC 996, No One Ever Asked Me, The World War Memoirs of an Omaha Indian Soldier. A Life with Dogs, RC 999, by Roger Welsh, read by Marjorie Glow, 2 cassettes. Dog aficionado draws from experiences with his own pets, from childhood on, to examine the relationship between humans and canines. Through anecdotes filled with nostalgia and humor, the author's love of dogs is apparent in every page. RC 999, A Life with Dogs. Cassette magazines for history buffs. If you enjoy history and wonder how the past affects the present, you might be interested in the following free cassette magazines from the Talking Book and Braille Service. American History covers personalities as well as social, political, military, and artistic themes that played a role in the development of our country. This bi-monthly publication is produced by Recorded Recreational Reading for the Blind. Smithsonian, a monthly publication, offers a wide variety of articles about science, history, art, archaeology, and ecology. It also covers events at America's foremost museum, the Smithsonian Institution. It is produced by the Florida Regional Library. If you would like to learn about your own state, you would enjoy Nebraska History, a quarterly publication of the Nebraska State Historical Society. This publication is recorded in the studios of the Nebraska Library Commission Talking Book and Braille Service. If you enjoy a fond flashback to the good old days, you would enjoy Reminisce and its companion magazine, Reminisce Extra. Published in alternating months, these two magazines are both recorded in our own studios. To keep in touch with current events, you should try Time Magazine Monthly. Produced by Associated Services for the Blind, this publication consists of selected articles from each weekly issue of Time. Another way to track current events is to read Vital Speeches of the Day, produced by the Florida Regional Library. Each issue features 8 to 10 speeches by individuals who have attained leadership in such fields as economics, politics, finance, education, government, or business. To sign up for any of these new cassette magazines, please contact your reader's advisor. Questions and answers. Question. Since books on cassette will eventually be replaced with digital talking books, will you be offering CD players? Answer. While the timeline is uncertain, Library of Congress is planning to phase out books on cassette and to phase in books on flash memory. However, flash memory is different from CDs. The library is not planning to loan out CD players, even though we now offer old-time radio programs on CD. Instead, borrowers eventually will be loaned digital flash memory players, which will be simple to operate and have excellent sound. Okay to sample before you say yes. Our newest magazine, Vantage Point, offers inspirational articles on health and fitness, the environment, travel, music, and personal accomplishments. It is produced 4 times a year by Christian Record Services. Another interfaith magazine, Guideposts, offers inspirational stories of human interest. This magazine is recorded monthly by American Printing House for the Blind. Before you make a commitment to these or any other cassette magazine, you have the option of asking for a sample copy. We are always happy to send you a sample magazine before you decide to sign up. To request a sample, just contact your reader's advisor. Warm reads for cold days. Two foods, soup and chili, are especially well suited for a winter day. Here are books that feature these cold weather comfort favorites. RC 46429, Chicken Soup for the Pet Lover's Soul. Stories about pets as teachers, healers, heroes, and friends. Edited by Jack Canfield and others. Collection of almost 100 stories portraying the belief that a loving, interdependent relationship with a pet can be life-enhancing. Writers including Barbara Bush, Betty White, Art Linkletter, and Jimmy Stewart describe how pets entertain us and sometimes bring out the goodness in us. RC 46804, Chicken Soup for the Kid's Soul, 101 Stories of Courage, Hope, and Laughter, compiled by Jack Canfield and others. A selection of inspirational stories by and for children. Topics cover love, friendship, family, attitude, death, goals, hardships, decisions, and wisdom. For grades 5 to 8 and older readers. RC 47127, If Life is a Game. These are the rules. 10 Rules for Being Human, as introduced in Chicken Soup for the Soul by Cherie Carter Scott. The author expands on rules originally introduced in 1974 and designed to serve as a basic spiritual primer for what it means to be human. She explains that life presents lessons, that the lessons are repeated until learned, that others are only mirrors of ourselves, and that all answers lie within the individuals. RC 48652, Lone Star Swing, On the Trail of Bob Wills and His Texas Playboys, by Duncan McLean. Describe how, after finding a scratchy LP recording of Texan Bob Wills in Edinburgh, Scotland, McLean was hooked. He recalls his statewide musical quest to track down the spirit of Texas swing, along with his Scotsman's reactions to catfish, chili, honky-tonks, tumbleweed, and the local language, some strong language. RC48882, Chicken Soup for the College Soul, inspiring and humorous stories about college, compiled by Jack Canfield and others. Collection of anecdotes offering support and encouragement and a little laughter for students throughout their college years. Includes sections on getting accepted, adjusting to a new environment, getting good grades, making friends, and finally, graduation. RC48806, Things Seen and Unseen, A Year Lived on Faith, by Nora Gallagher. Memoir of a woman's midlife religious conversion and her return to the Episcopal Church, where she becomes deeply involved in human service activities. Recounts her spiritual passage as she consoles the sick, feeds the hungry in a soup kitchen, and comes to realize that the road to the sacred is paved with the ordinary. RC50391, Chicken Soup for the Christian Family Soul, 101 Stories to Open the Heart and Rekindle the Spirit, by Jack Canfield and others. Stories designed to deepen faith and nourish the soul, about people who have chosen hope over despair, offered a helping hand to someone in need, or put their faith in God against all odds. Includes tales of love, divine intervention, acts of kindness, the power of belief, and overcoming obstacles. RC51269, Chicken Soup for the Preteen Soul, 101 Stories of Changes, Choices, and Growing Up for Kids Ages 9 to 13, by Jack Canfield and others. A collection of true stories by and about preteens, dealing with such topics as friends, family, death, decisions, love, and growing pains, for grades 4 to 7. RC55145, Enemy Within, by Robert K. Tenenbaum. During an election year, New York District Attorney Butch Karp contends with several shady situations. Among them, a serial killer stalks the homeless. Karp's wife, Spitfire Marlene Ciampi, overreacts to getting rich in the stock market, and his daughter Lucy volunteers at a dicey soup kitchen. Violence and strong language. RC56209, Martha Stewart's Hors d'oeuvres Handbook, by Martha Stewart with Susan Spungen. Recipes for more than 300 finger foods and appetizers, including tea sandwiches, soup, canapes, drinks, and favorite classics. Includes ideas on menu and party planning, techniques and ingredients, and where to find them. RC58510, Cook-Off, Recipe Fever in America, by Amy Sutherland. Intrigued by the 2000 Pillsbury Bake Off contest, journalist Sutherland follows a group of contestants around the country for a year. She describes chili cook-offs, county fairs, and other competitive cooking events while recounting the participants' backgrounds and motivations. Includes winning recipes. RC59932, Philly Steaks, by Gillian Roberts. Amanda Pepper proposes that her moody, spoiled 10th grade Philadelphia prep class cook and serve a holiday meal in a soup kitchen. With the involvement of parent Sandy Clausen, her lesson in humanity becomes a catered, gourmet affair for 60 homeless people, upper-crust parents, and a murderer. Connected to the Railroad. In searching for more ways to let people know about talking books, we discovered an opportunity to put an article in a Railroad newsletter. If you would be willing to share background information or be interviewed, please let us know. More Golden Oldies. Here are some more wonderful books recorded in our studios in past years. To order, please contact your reader's advisor. RC816, This Free Land, by Carrie J. Matten. 2 cassettes, historical fiction. RC817, Buffalo Bill, Myth and Reality, by Eric Sorg. 1 cassette, biography. RC818, As Far as I Can See, Contemporary Writing of the Middle Plains, edited by Charles L. Woodard. 2 cassettes, poetry. RC819, KFOR, Best of Problems and Solutions, Volume 5, by KFOR. 1 cassette, homemaking. RC820, Frontier Children, by Linda Peavy and Ursula Smith. 2 cassettes, biography. RC821, Rock Island Town, Fairbury, Nebraska, Western Division, by Michael M. Bartels. 1 cassette, Nebraska History. RC822, Remember When, Memories of Lincoln, by James L. McKee. 2 cassettes, Nebraska History. RC823, Operation Recognition, Honoring Nebraska War Veterans, by Ivan Schoen. 4 cassettes, biography. RC824, Hearts of Gold, by James McGorian. 1 cassette, humorous fiction. RC825, People of the Troubled Water, a Missouri River Journal, by Nancy M. Peterson. 2 cassettes, U.S. History. RC826, A Few Survived, The Story of a Japanese Prisoner of War, by Bob Dowding. 1 cassette, autobiography. RC827, Daniel and Agnes Freeman, Homesteaders, by Beverly S. Kaplan. 2 cassettes, pioneer biography. RC828, This Old Farm, A Treasury of Family Farm Memories, edited by Michael Drenyi. 1 cassette, Farm Life. End of Interchange. Newsletter of the Nebraska Library Commission Talking Book and Braille Service, January 2008. Read by Marilyn Palmer in the Prairie Lane Studios of the Nebraska Library Commission Talking Book and Braille Service, January 2008. Monitored by Bill Ainsley. Published by the Nebraska Library Commission Talking Book and Braille Service, The Atrium, 1200 N Street, Suite Number 120, Lincoln, Nebraska, 685082023. Borrowers have free phone numbers for service needs. Lancaster County residents call 471-4038. Borrowers living elsewhere in Nebraska call toll-free 800-742-7691.